All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Gary, I've decided to become a Captain Planet villain.
Oh, hey, it's pollutionist ground water.
Well, more about the ocean. What I have done is I have taken millions of bottles and put messages in them and just littered the ocean. I have choked the very currents of our world with these bottles.
There's a little connection there because that's like a Sting thing. But with message in a bottle, Sting played a villain on Captain Planet.
The cast of Captain Planet is one of the most surprising things.
Yeah. it's really bizarre. And it wasn't Goldblum at the height of his powers or anything, but it was still, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Recognizable names, you know? I am breathing rarefied air. And by rarefied, I mean, standing along the side of the likes of the Goldblums, but also rarefied in the sense of, you know, just choking out the sky. Choking up the sky with hydrofluorocarbons and
message in a bottle, yeah.
just fucking obliterating dolphins by dropping all these bottles in here. And we are on the coast of a frequent vacation spot for me, Edisto Beach in South Carolina. I think we went to Myrtle Beach more, but this one's a little bit more. I like it because it's quieter, right? And we're just waiting for the first one of these bad boys to wash up here.
Okay. That sounds great. Let's hang out. It's time for a, what is that beer? That beach beer. Corona. Time for a Corona.
Okay. I've got these two chairs here. It is the sunset. We are cast in silhouette. I've got the limes.
It's very beautiful. This is how we die.
What kind of maniac drinks Corona when Dos Equis is there?
I don't know what kind of maniac drinks Dos Equis. I don't know what kind of maniac drinks either of those beers.
It's a thing. Corona always feels, it's always skunky to me.
Well, it's because of the glass.
Yeah.
You know about that, right?
I know. Of course I know about that. It just, you would think they would understand. What I'm saying is Dos Equis Amber, if you're going to drink a junk Mexican-ish beer, that's the one you're going to go for.
Yeah. I say you drink a Michelada. Man up.
God, I don't want tomato in anything. Stop it.
You don't want a big tomato beer?
No, I don't want a big tomato beer. Stop asking.
Yeah. They'll make it a thing eventually. Here comes a bottle inside a blowhole. Inside a dolphin.
Yeah. inside a whale.
A husk of a dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real turducken. But I was going to...
Turdolphin. Like a turkey stuffed with a dolphin. Stuffed with a chicken.
It's that's good. It's dolphin going good.
Danger tuna.
Yeah. let's pop the top off of this, and it says Adventures of Gilligan's Island.
Oh. Nintendo game.
Yeah, I kind of can't believe we haven't done this one already.
I'm really surprised too. I think that I might have avoided it because I didn't want it to be like you telling me how good Gilligan's Island was.
Gary, that is 2015 Gary and Cole.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That is pretty outdated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand the possibility of you wanting to avoid that, but no, I am not going to go to bat for Gilligan's Island.
Color me surprised.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, 45 seconds of uninterrupted dead air.
I'm not going to put that in. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to actually do that.
Run low on these. I need to,
need to re-up.
And we're talking about Gilligan.
We're talking about Gilligan and his wife, the movie star, the skipper, and the professor.
Sure. The Howells.
Lovey. This is a Cole pick. This was also put into the suggestion by Christian, who says, because there's nothing kids want more than video games based on TV shows their grandparents liked.
Yeah. From the Three Stooges school of NES games. Like, who is this for?
Kids who grew up, I think, well, let me look at the year this came out. You know, people who were kids in 1990, they probably would have been inundated with Gilligan's Island reruns. That was well at the time where, like, the culture from the 60s was just rapidly recirculated, not necessarily because of the nostalgia cycle, but because it was cheap and it would fill time.
Yeah, like, you had to have something on TV.
Yes. Otherwise, TV goes away. We have to watch the Super Bowl. Otherwise, it'll be the last one they do.
Did you realize this is developed by the Clock Tower devs?
No, I did not.
Also, the people who made Monster Party on the NES.
Both of those are far better games than this is.
Yeah, this is awful.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cool that the Human Entertainment, these people developed cool games. The Fireman.
The Fireman. What is that?
The Super Nintendo Fire PG, where you're putting out fires.
Okay.
There's two of them. There's like one that's like a little JRPG where you're a firefighter kind of thing. And then one of which, there's two firefighter games for SNES. This is one of them. This is the cuter, like this is the one with cute. This is not Ignition Factor, which is the serious one.
Yeah, this is not the one that's on SNES, Nintendo Online, right?
Yeah. This is different. But this is a developer that isn't a slouch.
Mm-hmm.
This game is fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it's
the classics of game energy of you walking around with Gilligan saying over and over, I've got a bad feeling about this. And then Skipper saying, then again, I do, me too, buddy. But I always do when you're around. Just over and over. It's like this weird fucking Dogma 95 art film shit. Like expecting Gus Van Sant to come out and blow them both.
Yeah.
I just
it's got a real Samuel Beckett energy.
Yeah. They are trapped in their minds in an extreme way. In this,
they're trapped in their minds with some of the most dangerous fauna that has ever existed in a video game.
It's so funny.
trundling along. This is a game long escort mission because you're playing as the skipper, and Gilligan is following haplessly behind you. And then just as you're walking, like a bird or a pterodactyl comes like just blasting through the sky at light speed and directly into you.
Later enemies include headhunters, a large bear, and a skeleton.
And skeleton is linked on Wikipedia. I love it.
it's real weird because Gilligan is an item in this. Like he will fall behind, but you have to then go back and get him because he's the only person who can climb things.
Yep.
So you need him to solve puzzles.
Because the skipper is so portly, he cannot heft himself above ground level.
Yeah, he's a chunky man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't have the what's this guy's name? Ding dong, Gilligan.
What? Gilligan? Well, like what is Bob that actor's Denver. Name? Yeah, Bob yeah. Denver.
Yeah, he doesn't have that like a Bob Denver.
Physique. Yeah, the sveltness. Yeah, he doesn't have the Dobie Gillis can't lose energy.
Yeah. This is for people who don't know what Gilligan's Island is.
Oh God.
They might not because it's 2022. No,
I know
they're better. It's a show from the 60s. This is like 60-year-old program, man. Like,
yeah,
nobody should know what this is.
I know. There's no reason I should know except for Nick at Night. Yeah,
there's no reason I should know. Like, it's the premise of the sitcom was some rich people and a mad scientist charter a boat with an idiot and a captain, and they get blown off course and go to an island where they have to live.
Yes. And it, like most 60s television shows, each episode was incredibly formulaic. The professor would come up with some way to get them off of the island. Something that is either native to the island or other people from off the island get also get marooned there. will come in and disrupt things. Yeah, guest stars. That's how they got guest stars. The skipper would rally, you know, so you put together the plan to implement them getting off the island. The others would, you know, be varying levels of useful or useless. But then along comes Gilligan, bumbling into every situation and undoing all of the effort. Really raising, yeah, this feels like a fucking Clerks conversation, but they absolutely should have killed and eaten Gilligan. That would have been their only way to get off of that island.
I don't know why every ship needs a Gilligan. Like, it's a tiny little ship. The SS Minnow. It feels like the captain could do it on his own without somebody there just to sink it.
Do you think Gilligan's part of like some kind of work release program for the chronic bunglers?
Yeah, he's trying to get scared straight by being put on an island. If you send us your Gilligan and $495 a semester, we'll stick your Gilligan on an island.
Yeah.
And pair them with a big skipper who will get them to stop being such a fucking tomfool.
Uh-huh.
The other thing about the show that was what they did in the 60s, what we had instead of sex, was two sexy ladies who were hot, but they wore all their clothes all the time.
Yeah.
And were just so you could choose which lady you thought was like the best gal, similar to what people do with animes now, or like the best girl in this thing.
Yeah.
You either were like a Ginger or a Marianne person, depending on which one you thought was hotter.
Which I would say, por que no los dos?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, except for that the professor clearly, like, pretty slick.
Okay, you know? Yeah. Por que no los tres? Come on.
Por que no los ocho? Get the whole game together.
Have you been reading my fan fiction? Here at Gilligan's orgy.
that's almost like Gilligan's Planet, the cartoon spinoff of this.
Where God.
The professor builds a spaceship and the castaways all get sent to a planet.
I'm just picturing Gilligan's orgy, like everybody's, you know, stretching, getting warmed up, just like, yeah, we're gonna do it, and then, you know, just Gilligan walks in and accidentally knocks over all the lube.
We'd fuck up everything. Like, he'd be like just standing there like, duh, poking holes in condoms.
Uh-huh.
And like, just, you know, just like, well, I've used this coconut calendar to determine when you're least fertile. And then you end up with a bunch of fucking Gilligan babies.
Yeah.
Because he fucked it up with the rhythm method.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gilligan's pullout game is weak.
His timing. Duh,
I was having fun. It felt good, so I didn't pull out. Duh.
It's your problem now.
It's your problem now. Well, time for you to get an abortion.
Coconut abortion.
Professor, would you take care of this for us? All right, Gilligan, I'll take care of it. Get me some coconuts and a transmitter and a monkey.
I think you're giving the professor more. The thing about the professor is he's not a mad scientist. Like, you're making him sound like Dr. Z from the Venture Brothers. He is the mildest scientist there's ever been.
He's a mild scientist, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think if anybody on the island is qualified to perform an abortion, it's the professor.
Oh, he's the only person who's been to school.
Yeah. 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 It is like a real, like, Gilligan is the idiot of the group, but it's not like, it's not fucking Algonquin Round Island. Like,
no,
this is an island of idiots.
the skipper is the most competent of all of them. The skipper and the professor. Right. But the skipper has a, he's got that working class, you know, practical, kind of sense, right?
Teamster.
Yeah, Teamster, yeah. You know, but everybody else, like, Marianne's doing her best, but like Ginger and the Howls, they're soft is the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Millionaire and their wife, the kind of people who go on 3-hour cruises.
Yeah.
Did you know about the reality TV show, The Real Gilligan's Island?
No, I didn't. I'm really happy that you came here bringing the heat on Gilligan's Island. Almost a paraphernalia. Extracurriculars.
Gilligan's Island accessories. A 2004 and 2005 reality show in which real people had to survive and dress like they were on Gilligan's Island. And they were chosen because of their resemblance to the characters in Gilligan's Island. So like, it was like Survivor, but you had to cosplay as the characters in Gilligan's Island in 2004.
That is the most paper thin premise I have ever heard. It's so Quibi original. Yeah.
Like it's the Quibi originalist thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah. Like, wow. I would be real surprised if this made it through a single season.
Two seasons.
Sorry, two seasons. I didn't mean to scream, but I am genuinely surprised.
Yeah. Skipper Bob was forced to leave the game due to medical reasons.
Well, you know, if you're bringing in somebody who's 2004 fat instead of, you know, 1964 fat,
same thing with Ginger Angie was forced to leave for medical reasons. Therefore, there did not need to be head to head for the Gingers.
Yeah.
So you would be on this, like you would go to this and you would be like Skipper Cole, like it's a title. And you'd be the skipper.
Oh, okay. So you get to keep your name, but like, okay.
Gilligan is a title.
Yeah,
that you have like
like 007.
Yeah, you inherit the Gilligan. Yes.
Oh my God, man. So let's see here. Just a like notable contestants: Zach Turney, who was competing to be Gilligan on season two, was previously a contestant on Legend of the Hidden Temple.
That is notable.
That is
I have one word for that, and it's notable.
Yeah. The only way to make this work would be to use actual celebrities.
I still think that would suck pretty bad.
It would suck, but like, I mean, work relatively, right?
Yeah.
Just getting these schmoes in and saying, well, live on an island. Like, what's the goal to like recreate certain scenes? Like, all right, you got to perform some coconut abortions.
Two board games were released on the show, both called Gilligan's Island Game featuring a monkey. Thurston Hall III, Gilligan and the Skipper on the box cover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, monkeys were a real problem for them. Which is 100% true. Like, feels very, you know, if I were in a Gilligan's Island scenario, like, monkey one, I'd be out. I don't know what to do. You know? like
who's this angry little person screaming at me?
What do I feed you? Do I need to make you a diaper out of coconuts? Like, what do I do with you?
Yeah.
You know? I had no idea. I'm glad you don't go to bat for this. I was a little worried that you were like, no, this show's fucking funny as hell. It's like MASH.
Absolutely. I watched a shitload of this, you know, like probably over the course of several, I mean, like I remember watching black and white episodes of this on Nick at Night. Right. Like,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of Gilligan's Island, but then again, I was like six or seven when that happened.
Mm.
And it just happened to be on when I was, you know, watching TV while trying to go to sleep.
Like a moving image would be in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and like, you know, as a little kid, I was really into it. You know, not really into it, but like it was engaging to me in the way that any kind of survival stuff was engaging to me. I think this is a common thing for little kids. Corroborate this if you want to, Gary, but like I was a big fan of the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson and generally Bushcraft. All of the works of Gary Paulson. Yeah.
Bushcraftism.
Yeah. My Side of the Mountain, you know, when we even younger, right? The idea of roughing it, you know, Robinson Crusoe, Swiss Family Robinson kind of stuff. Like that was a genre.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, that was a genre of stuff that I really enjoyed as a little kid. So the fact that here's this goofy, formulaic, predictable television show, all of those are things that a child enjoys, plus this little X factor made it so that like I watched a lot of this, primarily because it was on and, you know, it was 1992 and therefore you didn't have a lot of options. But also for the, you know, for those reasons that I laid out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I lay some fun trivia on you?
You can.
The final day of filming the pilot was Friday, November 22nd, 1963, the day of the assassination of Robert JFA. The cast and crew learned of the assassination late that morning, Hawaii time. Between the filming of scenes, they crowded around a radio listening to news bulletins. A reminder of the tragedy appears in the opening sequence of the show's first season when the theme song is played. As the Minnow is leaving harbor and heading out to sea, an American flag at half staff can be seen in the background.
Jesus. A grim reminder in this comedy show.
Da, da, da. America lost her innocence.
Gilligan, what do you mean you used up all the fuel in the coconut generator listening to the radio?
Well, I had to do a 9/11, Skipper. Coconut fuel melted the island.
Duh.
Skipper, a girl can't get pregnant if she doesn't want to. Everybody knows that.
I love shitty retrograde Gilligan.
Like reverse sex ed Gilligan.
Oh, school's gonna try
to teach you a whole lot about fallopian tubes. It's a whole bunch of spaghetti down there. Don't even worry about it. Just think about how it feels good, like a fish that you just gutted and stuck your willy in. That's what it feels like down there. Good.
Jesus Christ.
Work up a mighty hunger.
Did you manage when you were playing this game to land an attack on anything?
No. The two things I was thinking about. So one, it just plays one song and it's not the Gilligan's Island theme song.
Uh-huh.
It's really obnoxious. It plays it forever. It sucks. You can't land anything. And then I was thinking about, there's a jump sound effect in this game.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about like the first person who had to make a jump sound effect in real life, jumping does not make any sound.
Maybe a minor grunt.
Like a grunt, yeah. If your voice makes it, you know, but yeah. The act, yeah, of jumping or landing kind of can make a sound, but
yeah,
just jumping. And it was very deft for the very first video game jumps to be spring sounds. Like that just makes, follows cartoons, just makes, yeah, sense.
Uh-huh.
Here it's like a item selection level up twinkle and it's really high pitched.
Yeah.
It's really fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
I went up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree you have to climb up to get a ring for the howls.
Okay.
And then they told me to go check in on the professor. And I said, no. And I quit.
I'm not going to run this FedEx quest for these shitty people. Yeah, fucking die on this island. Game.
This is like, there's a map screen in this, but it's a side scrolling map. It's a little bit like Friday the 13th,
mm-hmm,
the video game, and how this, yeah, set up, which is like obstacle courses and constant monkey attacks and wild boar rammings and, yeah, stuff.
Yeah. Lots of quicksand in this. Like there's mud you can get through. It just slows you down. But I did not never figured out how to get across the quicksand valleys, which, yeah, seemed inevitable.
Yes. Did you know that there is a novel based on Gilligan's Island called Gilligan's Wake that is based on Finnegan's Wake, not about the corpse viewing of Gilligan, which is what I wanted.
It would be the only just outcome.
Yeah. The fact that the one of the things in the Wikipedia for this is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Newton N. Minow, who became very famous for calling TV a wasteland because of Gilligan's Island.
So, okay. Huh.
Yeah, and that's what the SS Minow is named after. So he called, he didn't call Gilligan's Island a wasteland. He said, like, TV when it's good is good, but TV is really shitty right now. It's a vast wasteland. And then, okay, Gilligan's Island, to get him back, named the ship.
Oh.
The Minow. That's what,
yeah, meant. And then proved him right by being Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, they're just like, this isn't a vast wasteland. This has intellectual power.
Yeah.
The wonderful monkey was here. You know, just
yeah.
Yeah.
Can I read you some nightmare fuel?
Sure.
The Hunter was the darkest episode of the series.
Oh, no.
The hunter comes to the island hoping to find some game animals and seems friendly at first. But upon finding there aren't any suitable animals, he settles for hunting the most dangerous game as a new challenge. After Gilligan runs for more than 12 hours, he hides in a tree disguise, hoping to survive long enough for the hunt's time limit to elapse. And the hunter just happens to choose that tree for target practice. Of course, in the end, Gilligan wins the game, and the hunter is sent to the mental hospital, but it's still a pretty dark episode. What jurisdiction
mental hospital?
did they build the coconut mental hospital?
Whom?
How did he get off? How did they send him to the kick? And they go,
like, I'm gonna allow this as long as you play by the rules. I would have liked that a lot if Gilligan got killed. I would watch the episode where Gilligan gets hunted. I would love to hunt a Gilligan if they had that instead of like a rage room.
Oh,
I would hunt a Gilligan.
You don't think that would be too easy
to hunt a Gilligan?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a very good hunter.
Okay, yeah.
You gotta start somewhere. You know? Like, I don't know. I'm in terms, like, I'm a full-grown adult. Like, I'm almost 42, but in terms of hunting, I'm basically a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I should start with a Gilligan or even a baby Gilligan. I don't think I should start with a full-grown Gilligan.
Start with a Gilligan, then you go to those luxury hunting experiences where they just have those corn feeders. Oh, yeah. yeah, where the howls would hunt. You know, yeah. just the corn, La Grunta. La Grunta. There yeah. we go. You know what I'm yeah. talking about.
Yeah, and they just have all this corn, and then, like, Gilligan sidles up to eat the corn, and you just shoot him from your blind.
He's not even using his hands. He just bends down and...
I have many illegitimate children. Oh, bullet. You know?
Oh, my God. Another one. In an episode, The Little Dictator, Gilligan has a nightmare he is a president, but turns out he is a puppet dictator. Literally. In his nightmare, he is a marionette on strings, and the exiled president is playing with Gilligan as if he were a real puppet and laughs evilly.
It's pretty weird.
I wish I
didn't know that would be the most boring episode of TV I ever saw until I watched the next Gilligan's Island, because it sounds kind of fun and unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
But it's really hard to express how boring this show is.
Well, I mean, it's exactly the opposite. It is entirely predictable.
Yeah, like that sounds fun and like, oh, anything could happen on Gilligan's Island. I assure you, almost nothing can happen on Gilligan's Island. The same things happen on Gilligan's Island all the time. Every once in a while, he gets turned to a puppet. But for like every episode where he gets turned into a puppet, you have to watch 10 to 20 episodes of him like finding a diamond in a coconut.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008, Sherwood Schwartz stated he had like a modern day movie adaptation of Gilligan's Island with Michael Cera as Gilligan and Beyonce as Ginger.
Good that luck. Sounds like something 2008 would
hey, Beyonce.
Do.
Hey, it sounds like how you want to spend your time.
Hey Beyonce, literally everything you do is gold, and you're one of the most respected human beings on the planet.
I got three words for you: Gilligan's Island movie. Like, oh, hello, Mr. Jay-Z. Oh, I guess I'll go. Beyonce would kick me out herself. She wouldn't need Jay-Z to do it. I just think Jay-Z would also be mad and have her back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she would fucking stare at me until I died. Yeah, I'd explode like scanners. Like, just can handle it.
Oh my god. Yeah. This is a very bad video game. I didn't get very far in it is the thing.
There's a film sequel, television film Rescue from Gilligan's Island, a second sequel, The Castaways on Gilligan's Island, which that seems, and that's what the show is about too.
Then
this third sequel or a second sequel, The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island. Where the villain is played by Bert Landau.
It's just like a regular episode.
Yeah. Them showing up is not that big of a deal.
I think that was contractual. If you were going to be on television, like Congress passed a law, you had to have the Harlem Globetrotters on, and it would be the standout episode of whatever happened.
Yeah. Ooh. Alf had a 2-episode arc where he dreamed he's on Gilligan's Island, and it guest stars the Gilligan's Island people.
Except for Ginger, probably. Ginger, her actress. Let me see here. Want to make sure Tina Louise. She really wanted nothing to do with anything related to Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, I don't remember which one she is, but there's a show on Netflix called Love on the Spectrum.
Okay,
which is about Australian people who have autism who are starting to date.
Okay,
and I don't generally like reality TV show, and based on cursory research, it is not canceled.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good or anything. So people who are on the autism spectrum, I'm not trying to tell you what is okay and what isn't. And if it is problematic and shitty, I want to know.
Yes.
I try to do due diligence. There's a character on that who is obsessed with one of the characters who was on Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
And meets her at a convention, and it's very sweet.
Oh, nice.
It's like a very, like, it's, you know, it has nothing to do with the premise of the show. It's just somebody who has a niche interest.
Uh-huh.
This hard meeting their hero, and it's awesome. It's nice. Like very heartwarming.
No, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody that is the big thing to. I know about the ladies. I don't know if it is Dawn Wells or Tina Louise, but I think what you're saying, it'd probably be Dawn Wells.
Yeah, it probably would be Dawn Wells. She was real active. There was a huge outpouring. She died very recently. There was a huge outpouring. Like apparently, like she was just like genuinely a really, really good person.
She seems great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Humanitarian.
Yeah.
For several years, Wells operated a business, Wishing Wells Collections, making clothing for people with limited mobility. Phenomenal.
That's great. I love that.
And she's starred in 2012's Hotel Arthritis. What do you think that's about? Hotel Arthritis. Episode 206 of The Man Show as herself.
Hotel Arthritis trailer brings comedy and horror. It is a comedy. Oh wait, there's just a trailer.
Renamed Silent but Deadly.
That's what you call farts.
Yeah, but it's about a mass killer who stalks the halls of a small retirement community.
Oh,
so it's like Red, but for a stalker movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be fine.
Yeah, go Ginger or Marianne or whoever.
Yeah, that's Marianne. She was Marianne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Marianne. Yeah, the hotter of the two.
Okay, so you're coming down. I was going to take a position. Yeah.
Yeah. Brunette with the big hair in the 60s.
Yeah, that's, there we go.
Hard to argue with that.
And I think both of them are hard to argue with.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one of them is exceedingly easy to argue with now. You win that argument, man.
I think that Tina Louise is definitely, no, she's still alive. Fuck.
Yeah. No, she can't fucking die. Gilligan misplaced her phylactery.
Duh. Where's this shiny gem go? Oh, my butt. Duh. Me get butt pregnant with shiny phylactery. Duh. Just be cursed to wander the earth forever. Even when the earth ends, she'll be floating as a mote of dust in space, fully conscious.
Damn that Gilligan. And you can still hear him echoing throughout the cosmos. Duh.
That's the sound that the background radiation of space makes.
Yeah. Gilligan just making stupid sounds with his mouth. That's about all I got.
Yeah. Too much on game facts for this one. I'm being honest here. You know, not even like a lot of heat. There isn't even the obligatory, I'm here because of AVGN.
Yeah. I don't know if AVGN has done this.
Huh.
It'd be weird if not.
I would be fucking shocked if he didn't.
My favorite review of this is, it's not a funny review, but the title is funny to me.
Okay.
From Jester Soup, which is, for a deserted island, it sure gets its share of havoc. Yeah, it does, man.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, it's really sweet. You're right, it isn't an eventful island. It's deserted, but a bunch of situations happen there that are comedic. Oof. Good point.
You know what? I wanted to argue with you, but I honestly can't. Yeah, good work.
Can't argue. I didn't win.
AVGN did do it in 2017. So
that must be one of their worst, if it didn't get any game facts traction.
Yeah.
If you like this show, head to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, where you can get bonus episodes of this show. You can sponsor episodes, choose stuff for us to do, and support your boys.
We really, really appreciate it. You can also leave a rating or review in iTunes, and tell your friends.
Yeah. All those things are very appreciated and awesome.
Yeah.
Until next time, what should they do, Cole?
Until next time, don't pull out.
Duh.
Duh. Duh. Put your seed in there. That's where pee-pee and babies come from.